Hello and welcome to the Blackout Podcast, where I get to talk to amazing people who do amazing things. And today I have my friend, talented designer, entrepreneur, all round awesome person, Mariah Pelly-Smith. Thanks for coming to the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Okay, so like you have so many things going on. And I don't even know which one to start with. So I guess which one, like, you know, I usually think, you know, you have this one umbrella and then everything's under it. Am I right?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's like umbrella one with things and umbrella two with things. Okay. So there's the embodied.
Okay. So we have MIBV. So that's where all of the branding and workshops and project management and PR exist. Mm-hmm. And then we have Embodied Wealth Academy, and that's where the sound healing and Reiki and Kundalini yoga exist. Right. And then I also co-own other companies as well.
Huh. So which one came first?
MIBV. EWA, Embodied Wealth Academy, used to be underneath, but I decided that they need to be separate things because they have their own life force and clientele. So I just needed to be legally separate things. And yeah, so they're both successful in their own situations. And EWA just officially has been incorporated as of this year. Mm. But we're already international, which is pretty exciting. So
international? Tell me more about that.
A different company that I co-own, an app company in the States. So as a Kundalini yoga teacher, we have been asked to teach Kundalini and make a course around wellness in a bunch of different universities and colleges in the States. So we're making curriculum.
How do these things, like, I know they don't just fall in your lap, but they kind of appear like they just fall in your lap. So I'm going to go with that. How do they just fall in your lap?
So I went to New York last year and I had this idea of creating
I remember you were like in all white and stuff,
yeah,
right?
So I was thinking about making this app, but then I met someone that already had like the foundations of that app and they asked, did you want to join the app? And I was like, sure. And they asked what I wanted to do and I was like, let me do the strategy and branding. So I've been on that team ever since. And then one of the other partners is has really good connections with different universities and colleges. Mm-hmm. And she was teaching about wellness and they asked, can you make a curriculum? So then she's like, Mariah, can you teach Kundalini? So now I'm working with another Kundalini yoga teacher and we're building this curriculum and it'll be about 6 weeks. So now we're trying to figure out how to do this in person and online. So I'll have to fly to Boston or fly to wherever and teach the first week of the 40-day situation.
Right.
Yeah, so we're just figuring out the logistics of what that will look like.
What is Kundalini yoga? Because I just know yoga. Like, what's the difference?
Yoga?
Well, like, you know, you do, like, child's pose and, like, warrior pose. So what's the Kundalini?
So Kundalini yoga encompasses all the limbs of yoga and it's really heavy on healing the nervous system so that you have a greater capacity for your own life and the things that you want to build. Because a lot of people have a hard time keeping with the life that they currently have. So them imagining them building businesses and flying across the world, they can't even fathom that because it instantly their system can't handle that much growth.
Right.
So what Kundalini yoga does, it allows you to maintain and grow the extent of your nervous system so you can do all the things. And that's why I can do all the things, because of the consistency of the practice.
Do you have to do it every day?
Ideally, yes. But you don't necessarily need big stints of it. So Kundalini yoga is something that you add to your life and you can do 3 minutes of breath of fire or you can do a full long hour and a half set. It just depends on what you're trying to get, because you always get some level of gift or miracle after you do a session. And Kundalini yoga has teachings around everything underneath the sun. So a lot of the things in the way that I run my business is from teachings from Kundalini yoga. And I teach those teachings and it's really interesting to see how I've merged my spiritual lens of life and the practicalities of running a business together.
Can you give this like an example of something from Kundalini yoga that's living in your business or used in your business?
Yeah. So I do a lot of design, as you know, and the only way that I can keep up with designing all of the things is if I have my intuitive awareness open and my conscious level at a certain place. So in the last couple of weeks, I've created 4 different brands, and you're creating those bad boys from scratch because the people that you're working with are like, I like blue and I kind of like trees, and can we, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, let's try to figure something out. So by me doing my practice, I can essentially tap into the field of that business or that individual,
right,
and see and feel what they want and ground that vision.
That was going to be my next question, where it's like, you know, you do a lot of the strategy and the branding thing, and I'm like, I come to you and I'm like, hey, Mariah, I want to, I don't know, change my logo or whatever. What happens?
What happens?
Yeah, like, you know, I reach out to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so we would just go through what are the things that you like, what are the things that you don't like, and give me examples of things that you've seen. I'll take that into consideration. But then I will just go really based off how I feel about your business and your brand. Because a lot of people that don't have a resonance or relation to their logo the way that they want, it's because they just slap something on sometime because they had to, you know, had to get it done.
Yes, yes, yes. I have to apply for something and they needed a logo. Let's just do this.
Yeah. So I learn and study what your business is actually doing as if I was on the board or whatever,
right,
in a short period of time. But of course, nervous system capacity to be able to do that.
Right.
Take all the information and then I filter through how can I make this into a visual. So for example, I just rebranded a different app company. Mm. And they're like, this is my logo. It was just like a circle with these little dots or whatever. And I was like, how do we make this more relatable to the actual name of the company? So the easiest thing was, this is a circle, but then we create a part within the circle. So it actually creates a C with all these little dots.
Oh.
And each end of that dot is a different color and a different circle. And that represents the coins because it's a money-based company.
Oh.
So then I create this entire storyline around how it can be animated and how the coins come together. And that symbolizes two people equalizing their prosperity. Like, you can just go on and on and on about the types of visuals and how they work together, but you have to have the mind and the creative part of you in order to access that.
And then when do I get? So I get the logo and the story and...
Yeah, so I create these beautiful PDF documents that outline every single asset that was created. The PDF is clickable to all the assets that exist on the project management software or the Google Drive, but every circle, every person that has a little background to it, everything has its own story. So instead of just the brand having a story, every little icon has its own story as well, so that when you're pitching to a company, they can understand the depth of which you've gone in order to create this brand.
So, like, I mean, that's different from what I'd get from most places. Do you find that, I guess, does that make people want you to be part of their business? Because it's like, you know, you're not just giving me my logo and stuff. You're, I guess, dissecting my business in a way.
Yeah. So we've had to make a rule within our organizations because I would say every third company that we work with, like, hey, I was just wondering if you wanted to partner in our company,
did you want
to like invest in and own a part of it? So I've had to have meetings with my head of operations. She's like, you always have to circle back to the core of what you're trying to do. And MIBV or EWA will be contracted to do work with the company, but we're not partnering unless we built it from the bottom up together, because if I did that, we would probably have like be owning 12 20 different companies right now. And there's so many things in the works that I have to be very conscious of what I'm putting my time and energy
right
into.
So if someone, so okay, now I'm just asking for myself. So if someone was like, oh man, I have this great idea and like, you know, I want to build it from you, with you, from the ground up type thing, what would be the best way to do that?
So I would need, so first it would be like, what is the vision. What's the vision for this? Do you have branding for the thing? And what is your vision for that impact? And what's the year to 5-year plan on that? And what's the best way you would want to utilize my skills? Is my skills just something that you need in order to get the thing rocking and rolling? Or is my skill something that you actually need long term?
Right. Like, yeah, you know, you can be like a match, or you can be like the freaking fire, right? Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Colors. So I don't know where, I'm not sure where, but I found out that you didn't like pink before, but pink is everywhere now. What is the story there?
Yes. So in 2020, I was going through a deep understanding of my own mother wounding.
What is that?
Maybe everyone has their issues with their mom and that sort of thing. And one of the teachings in Kundalini Yoga is if you have any distaste or issues that are very churning with the mother figure in your life, you're essentially rejecting your entire life because that's where you came from.
Right.
So if you're rejecting the mother, if you're rejecting Mother Earth, if you're rejecting the feminine essence, then you're making your life harder than it needs to be. So there's certain aspects of the relationship that I had to heal in order to actually move forward, and I can see exactly how that was impeding my life. Mm. So as I was working through that, I was, I'm not sure if I talked about this before in the last one, but it's been a while.
Right.
I channel sound and symbol work underneath Embodied Wealth Academy. Mm. So as I was channeling all these new sounds, I was also channeling this entire symbol library, and every person, emotion, concept has their own sound or melody, and I distill that in a symbol form. So what was coming through in this library is the background was like this color. Mm. And then there was blue and a little bit of gold and white. So as I was moving through and healing that wound, I was just naturally more drawn to that color. Mm. So these colors represent how we're always in some level of a womb of creation, or always being remade. Mm-hmm. And the blue is the fluid and the fluidity that we have to have in our lives, that movement in order to actually have change. The white is that purity. And then the gold is like the final completion of you going through that healing process. So as you know, only wear our colors. So as I figured out that and connected to it, I just like went full tilt. That's the only colors that I wear. It's a constant reminder of what I'm trying to do and my spiritual practice, regardless if I'm doing branding or strategy.
And how do you bring that to my stuff? Like, I'm like, make my logo and stuff. Because now we're talking about the strategy and the branding, but we didn't talk about the color. How would that work? Like when it comes to color specifically?
Oh, trying to find someone's colors. Mm. So when I'm doing strategy sessions, I'm like, what's your top 5 words that you relate to in regards to your colors? And then I will pull those also based on the people. Because if it's just one human that's running the organization, they are usually the face of the thing. So I go into, how do they dress? We go deep into styling the human as well. Mm. What colors are you naturally drawn into? Because you don't want to switch your entire wardrobe.
Right.
So we want to bring in things that you can naturally incorporate in your wardrobe as well, and what you're drawn to. Because the things that you're drawn to obviously needs to be in the logo.
Yep. Okay. Wow, that's a lot of work though. That's a lot of work. So
that's what we specialize in. So
how long does it usually take? Is there like an average time or?
So the last, like, I've been doing this for a while. So I've whipped up literally 4 brands in like a week and a half. Of course, I have to like make the PDF pretty or whatever, but I can literally, all I have to do is sit down, focus, channel, and I can whip up the story of the brand within 3 hours.
Mm. Did you go to school for this?
I have a business marketing background, but they didn't teach me any of this. This is all self-taught. Graphic design is self-taught. the way that
You learned Adobe thing on your own.
Yes. After I graduated, I sat down every day for 8 hours and I started with Animate CC, animation first. So we are the queen of layers.
Wow.
And then I went and learned the other things.
That's why?
I just felt like that was something that I had to do and I was interested in. But I didn't know that it would lead me here. I just knew that was something that I had to do.
How do you... So one thing is boring, right? Like learning stuff is boring. Can be.
It can be.
Can be. So I guess my question is how do you stay... Like how do you keep that focus going? Because learning freaking Adobe is not... I don't know.
I'm severely competitive with myself. Mm. And like I can make something immaculate and then like 3 days later I'm like, that could have been better. Like I'm that type of person. So for example, I was using ClickUp, it's the project management software for all the things, but it didn't have like a certain HR human resource thing that I needed in order to bring on co-op students or whatever. So I was like, okay, I need something better. So then I just like learned a new program in like in a week and a half because I need it in order to grow my business. So it's like an interest and I love automation. I love organizing, but it's also what are you willing to do in order to grow for your future? My need to grow is so intense that I'm willing to just, yep, got to do it.
What did you move from ClickUp to?
Smart Suite.
Oh, okay. Haven't heard of that. But, and now when it comes to your team, it's like you're like almost a one person team, but you have a team behind you. So how do you pick the people that you work with?
So the first time I ever hired or had subcontractors, I went through like a really, like you had to fill out this really intense questionnaire. And I made all of the team members do Kundalini yoga. So we would have weekly sets because I was like, your frequency has to be at a specific place. Because if you're meeting with people and talking about the thing, you need to be in the same place or at close to the same place, or you're not showcasing the business the way that it needs to be. So I was really conscious about the mental health and the nervous system health of the people on the team. So I think the first team that I had, we had 5 humans. I think we had a copywriter, head of operations, 2 graphic designers, and then we had media and photographer. And then, you know, like people's lives change. And then I was a solo human running all the things. But that's also why we need project management, so that when things are shifting and changing, you're not completely... and then right now we have head of operations. Natalie does social media and some admin and some behind the scenes stuff. We have a photographer that we work with a lot. We're in the queue to get on up to 3 co-op students to offboard some graphic design. And then we're also going to be hiring a PR as well.
And then how do you decide, like what decides what you need for your company?
Learning on the way. So I absolutely love design. I live for it. I breathe for it. And as the ED, there's so much paperworky things that I have to do all the time. And like you live for the emails. So it's like my fun time when I get to like design and whatever. But one of the things that is literally required in order for us to grow and which extent that we want to grow is I make the concept, here's what I want the things to look like, hand it off to the team, you run it, I approve, done. Right. And then for PR, because we're a branding company, we need that because there was the first time, it was pretty hilarious. We finished a brand and they made a really nice post about what we did and things, but they chose literally like the worst photos that they took with their phone. And I was like, okay, emergency. We need to take this photo down.
Right.
And I was just like, if I didn't notice that would, and that post was popping. The post was popping. And I was like, we can't have the worst photos.
Right.
So now it's like, okay, we have the media kit. These are the photos that we've taken behind the scenes that you can use, like having that whole system of like, if you're going to talk about us, great, but this is the things that you have to use.
Right.
Because if we're going to be a branding company, that's going to expand, we have to make sure that everything is cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you have to be like, having a PR is going to be very helpful for me, because there's certain photos and angles that I know of myself, but I need someone else to know that. So if I'm doing a photo shoot or whatever, they already can pull the photos, they already can put the thing together, they can send the people the updated information. So having another mind that understands that.
Wow. Okay, so then, are they still doing yoga and stuff, or?
Me?
No, like the team, you said the previous.
Yeah, we be practicing.
So that is a must type thing. And then they still fill the long questionnaire and stuff?
Well, I rehired my old head of ops because she was on maternity leave. Natalie's worked with me before. Most of the people that are coming, except for the co-op students, that's a whole other long laundry list of things. But a lot of the people I already know, our PR person is the lady that coordinated the fashion show. So I ran a fashion show at the bus stop theater. We had 5 designers. I think we had like 22 models, but I wasn't even in province. So we like made the logistics top tier. It ran. I didn't have to be here. Mm. And she saw it through. So I already know what she's capable of.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
No, wait. So the question that came to mind was, you say previous iteration that needed like to fill this questionnaire.
Yeah.
This new set of people, do they have to?
I just know them. So then like, they come in.
No, the co-op.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do it. How many questions are on there, would you say?
I think the first rendition, I think it was only like 18, but it's like.
Oh, 18 isn't long.
But it's like you need to actually write. Oh, it's not multiple choice. And we're even like specific from a spiritual lens of like learning about your birth chart. So the first time I had a team, I had an astrologer on the team. So she could literally look at our charts and see if we would work well together or what aspects.
Wait. Yeah. So are you saying like based on like if I'm a Sagittarius or whatever, I should not work with a certain type of person?
No, like where you would best fit within the company and what dynamics. So I'm an earth sign, but I also have a lot of water, but my head of operation has a lot of earth. So when I'm like in my very creative, whatever, she always grounds the ideas in a different way. So I want to have complementary energies and elements in the space amongst, but also if there's a lot of mental signs in the charts, then that's really good for me because I can actually have these really deep conversations with people.
So something that, you know, being on social media, on the internet, everything, like branding is a big thing. But to you, what is branding? What is a brand? How would you define it?
I would say a brand, as starting as an entrepreneur, the brand is an extension of you. You're just amplifying your personality through the logo, through the colors. So you're just essentially making yourself bigger.
Mm.
And then once you become an actual like business entity, it's everything you ever do, everything you touch, everything that's in and out of the company is a representation of your brand. And before we opened up Embodied Wealth Academy, I was talking about embodying the brand. So you want to be, you know, your best self and have your self-care or whatever. But if you want to have a successful business, you have to operate in that space of your best self in order to have a successful business.
Mm.
So if you open a business, it's kind of like a cheat code of becoming your greatest self because you have to be in order to actually execute on all these things.
Mm.
Creating a brand around you requires a lot of personal growth. So your brand is your personal growth journey.
So like, you know, when people talk of work-life balance, like, is that really a thing then? Because, you know, my brand is my thing.
Yeah, so I've been actually working through a lot around that because I was talking to a financial advisor And they're like, what's the difference between your personal wealth and your business wealth? And he said, the greatest thing that you can do as a 20-year-old is have corporations because you can build a lot of assets and things. And he's like, most entrepreneurs that I talk to don't recognize that they have a personal life because, you know, you are your thing. Mm. And I'm only just now recognizing, oh, yeah, there is a personal life that exists. Mm. But I've been breathing the thing for so long I've only identified with the businesses. So worth, like, I feel like if you love the job, you love the businesses that you've created, and then you find the little nook of personal life, I feel like you don't get that consistent fatigue because you're so excited for your life. Mm. So I feel like it's never going to be 50-50.
Right.
There's going to be parts of your life where it's more personal because this is running in a certain way and you can live whatever. And then you're going to be 100% in here. I feel like making people feel like that needs to be 50-50 on each side is just not efficient. Mm. So it's whatever you actually need in that time period of your life. Mm-hmm. And I would say my work-life balance, my life has probably been like 80% business, 20% personal. But as I'm moving into different levels of my life and different levels of business and opportunities, I'm noticing the importance of a more space for the personal, especially if I want to have a family and all those sorts of things. So that's why I'm really intense on bringing new people in and hiring so that I can offload more stuff. Mm. So ideally, I would be in a space of operating like 60 business, 40. Right. Because I still love the thing. Yep. I know I just need a little bit more space. Yeah.
Okay, so it seems like you're always on. Maybe not always, but what do you do when you want to relax then?
What do I do when I would like to relax? when it's not wintering, I love the outdoors. Mm. I just like literally rolling around in the grass with my cat, hiking with my cat. I do like making food. I don't make food enough. Music. I do actually a lot of ecstatic dances and potlucks and things with my community.
Music, like you make music?
I do make music, yes.
Oh!
But I also like listening to music.
Wait, like make, what, like produce or sing or
yes,
what?
So we're currently working on 3 different albums. So we have...
Who's we?
So I have producers.
Oh, for you, like your album? Or?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
My artist, I know, plot twist. my artist name is Raya.
Like R-A-Y-A?
R-I-A-H. Like the end of my name.
Right. Obviously. Okay.
Yeah. So all the sound codes and things that I channel, I have an album called Rebirth that we're working on. We finished Transformation. Now we're on the next song called Choice. I have like so many songs for my Positive Trap album. And then I also have like an R&B soul
album
as well.
Positive Trap?
So it's like trap beats, but right, it's positive right, affirmations right, it's not about, on top. Yeah.
And then R&B. Yeah. So you sing, you rap, and then you do your spiritual thing too.
Yeah.
How do you, like, do you ever feel like one part of you is overwhelms the other, or how do you get them to all blend?
Same thing of like, this part of me needs more space today.
Right.
Or if I'm feeling like disconnected or a little bit off, then I'll do more yoga or I'll do more singing. It's just self-regulation.
How do you now discover these different parts of yourself? Because like, most people just know you as, oh, she designs and she does businesses, right? But how did you for yourself discover these different parts of you?
I would say once I started, it all started with when I started writing poetry. I like wrote poetry and then I posted online. And then after that, everyone, their mother wanted me to perform. So then I started performing a lot around the city at all these different events. Mm. And I started incorporating my sound work. And then I was like, what if I did like, I have all these great melodies. What if I used English words on top of them? Mm. So then I started learning how to do that and then learning how to find a beat that I like and then make music with it or just writing, or I would just take a bunch of my poems that I have and then find a beat that I could relate it to. So it was this constant learning because everything that I do is about sound.
Right.
So, like, of course I should be making music.
Yeah.
And I also make music for other companies as well. So for the fashion show that I did for the Bus Stop Theater, they contracted me to run a program that helped different artists. And one of the showcases out of the four was the fashion show. So we paid the artists, but I made all the branding for it. But I also made the songs that were playing during. Yeah. And then right now we are going to be making some tunes for Youth Art Connection has a project called the Artpreneur app. So they have their own app and we're doing all of the videos for that. But we're also make the intro and outro. So one of the goals by quarter four for not actually, it's going to be its own company, is it specifically a company for licensing music because we've been approached to have our music in different spas and all that kind of stuff. But we don't have the infrastructure right now to be licensing out music. So that's something that we'll be working on later. So music right now is semi a personal thing. We only put our music on our reels and stuff. So it's a personal thing, but eventually it will become a business situation.
Wow. Okay. As if you've not done enough things, you're like, I'm going to start a podcast. So Mariah's Mind, what's the story there?
So as I've been trying to figure out my personal relationship to my business and how those work, when we're trying to figure out the name, it's like, what company should it go under? You know, that's the first thought. And it's like, what if we went above that? And we just went for To Me. So I feel like Mariah's Mind is a way to, for me to reflect on all the things unfiltered. And then also the things that I notice that I say a lot is how can we be more organic in an inorganic world? Because everything is like fake and fast. So bringing in depth into concept again, because everything needs to be simple and digestible. And one of the things that I'm or that we at MIBV are going to go deeper in is creating depth around everything that we do because it's going against the grain because it's so essential that we have depth in different levels of art and branding because over time people will forget what depth is if we don't consistently say like you're allowed to go that far and you need depth in order to understand yourself and actually grow as a human being. But the way that everything is moving, it's like it doesn't want you to grow. It doesn't want you to have those deep thoughts and changes.
Yeah, just keep it on the surface.
Yeah.
Wow. And I mean, going that route, that's going to be some personal things. You're not worried about that or no? That was so easy. once it's out, like, what are you thinking the frequency for the podcast will be
bi-weekly?
Okay, because you have so many things going on. Okay It's always great talking to you, and of course you're busy and have things on the go, but before I let you go though, I wish I knew you would sing. I'll be like, can you sing a song for us? I literally just found out about that now, but okay, maybe next time. But now, you know, someone is watching or listening to the episode and thinking, man, she's so like fired up and she does all these things and stuff, and I want to be like her and stuff. Yeah. What I guess would you tell this person?
I would say all the weird shit that you do that you've been suppressing for so long, figure out how to use that in your adult life and make money off it. Because there's a lot of like little things that you wouldn't think people need, but they do. So I would say, for example, I'm like very tedious with details on PDF files. So one of the things that I notice is that people are constantly overwhelmed. So I'm like, hey, can you go in the drive and drop the thing? Totally can't. They just like really just can't do it, you know? So I'm like, here's this pretty PDF and here's all your assets. Everything, all the little buttons connect to all the places you ever need to exist. So my level of detail exists on everything. So anything you ever get from me, from a brand or EWA, everything is like, there's this ultra universe that connects. So I can see the totality of how everything is connected and introducing to people like, this is how you can actually operate. So take that one thing that you're obsessed with and see how you can make it more of a macro experience for yourself and for other people.
All right, thank you so much. Now I know you can sing. I need to get the friggin' album. When is it gonna come out?
Well, I don't have a date.
Right.
I just have to send, what are we on, Choice? So this last note here, this sound album has been made in the same direction as my life. So for example, the first song is called Journey. Girl was going through it. Emerge, we were definitely coming from the, so it was like really coordinating to where I was in my life. So transformation was like a really hard experience. So making that song while I'm in the peak of what that actually means as a human being. So now we're in Choice, and now I'm like, here we have all these choices. So after Choice is done, it's gonna be very quick.
Okay.
I wanted it out the beginning of this year, but it's probably not going to come out until quarter three. So
fair enough. Maria, thank you so much for coming to the podcast. And I can't wait to have you back. And next time, you have to sing, though.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.